Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love, just start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Life Unapologetic with Athena. I am so excited to be back on this mic and to have content to share with you all. I just want to thank all of my listeners before I jump in to just joining me on another episode. Thank you for supporting my podcast. Those of you who are my regular listeners, thank you. And if I have any new listeners, I pray that you find the content of this show liberating or interesting or insightful or rewarding in any way, shape, or form that gives God glory. It is truly my intention to give you what's on the heart of God and give you my experience. I mean, I am really living life unapologetic, and I want to show what that looks like in all of its different areas. And so before I jump into today's topic, I just want to announce again the Spiritual Growth Academy, which is launching in August to the public. I am really excited about all that the Spiritual Growth Academy offers. I'm excited that we're getting to the point where now we can take in the public. Like, now we can really have a place to house everyone who wants to come in and grow deeper in the spiritual things of God. Listen, if you're hungry, this does not replace anybody's church. This does not replace your small groups. This does not replace any organizations that you are associated with. The Spiritual Growth Academy is just a place where you can encounter God on a deeper level. For me, as I was in my growth stage and as I was seeking churches to facilitate the things that I felt that I need, I always had something missing, and I knew that I was hungry for deeper things of God. I knew that I was hungry to really get a firm foundation on the Word of God, on the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And I truly wanted to know God emphatically inside and out for myself. And so I had a hard time finding places that would feed me consistently throughout the week. Like, I knew I could go and get a Sunday sermon, or I could go to prayer, but that was the extent of it. And I felt like I needed more. I know that, you know, we have our word that we're supposed to read throughout the week, and we have prayer, which absolutely I am all about your intimate time with God. But I needed something else, and I knew that God was calling me to something greater than myself, something bigger than myself. And so out came the Spiritual Growth Academy. The Spiritual Growth Academy is just a place where you can go deeper in the things of God. We are really big about laying a foundation of the Word of God. We want to teach you sound doctrine of the Word of God. We want to teach you on subjects from point A to point Z. And so what does that look like practically? Well, the Spiritual Growth Academy is composed of many communities. And so the communities that you will be a part of as a result of your membership is the Spiritual Growth Academy community. This is where we will have classes every Monday where you learn doctrine. You learn the sound doctrine of God. This is where we go by topic. So for instance, this first semester, we are talking about all things faith. We're talking about all the degrees of faith based on the Word of God. We're talking about repentance to dead works. We're talking about baptism. We're talking about the Holy Spirit and baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the evidence of speaking in tongues. We're talking about the doctrine of Jesus, the life and example of Jesus that he led in ministry, and how he had to do that in faith. So we're really laying out, what is faith? What is faith from A to Z? Like, I don't want a sermon. I want to have curriculum. I want to have scripture that backs it up, and I want to have time to study it. And so guess what? That's what you get in the Spiritual Growth Academy community. We have just went live in what we call our courses. And this is a automated way that you can go in, have your lecture, read your material, do your weekly assignments and take your weekly quizzes, and then you get to score me on a course evaluation every week. And so you get a login, you get a password, you get into the platform that is completely secure and private. It's only open to those who come through, and we really just pay attention to who we let in the community. So it is very safe. It is a place where we have been able to be vulnerable. It is a place where we have been able to learn on our level. It is a place where we have been able to be unapologetic in the things that we are seeking God for. And so I love the Spiritual Growth Academy community because I know that I'm going to learn sound doctrine. I know that I'm going to learn a topic from the inside out and not feel like there's fragmented pieces. And so I say, if you already have a foundation, maybe there's cracks. We're going to fill those in. I say, if you have a foundation, maybe it's built on religion. We're going to tear that out and rebuild it completely through the power of Holy Spirit, because he is the true teacher. And so then we go into our Seer community. I really love our Seer community. It has been such a great time in this particular community because in this community, we're learning about dreams, visions, and interpretations. The Word of God says that we would dream dreams and see visions, right? And that we would be able to interpret those visions in this time, that he was going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And these would be the results of that happening tangibly. But not many people are moving in that vein. And so we in the Spiritual Growth Academy really want to see the manifestations of what the Word of God says. And so we go really hard about learning about dreams and visions, learning about interpretation, and then practicing it throughout the week, because it's the practice and it's the exposure that brings about that gifting, that skill set that is already innately in you before the foundations of the world. It's just exposure and constant introduction to more and more aspects of these gifts that bring about the use. And so I'm just so excited about the Seer community and all that it brings. We have our other community that's launching in August. It's our prophetic community. This is where we're really going to learn about words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and prophecy. We're going to learn about what a prophet is. We're going to learn about who has the ability to prophesy. We're going to learn about how do I give a word of knowledge? How do I give a word of wisdom? What is the difference between the three, right? And so I'm excited about that. We're going to have live prophetic activations with different communities so that we can really practice that gifting, but in a safe, non-judgment free zone, right? In a place where we can skin our knees and still be okay. Then we have our intercessory community. I love the intercessory community hands down because it's prayer, period. Like, we learn how to pray. And not only do we learn how to pray, but we learn how to intercede strategically for others. There's ways to do this thing where we can be better and better and better. Yeah, prayer is communication, but sometimes when we're going at war or we're going to bat for someone or we're warring for ourselves, there are things that we need to know about prayer. There are things that we need to know about the spiritual aspect that we're going up against or that we're going after or that we're seeking God for that comes through being trained. And so I'm so excited about the intercessory community because we get that training on prayer. Our first semester is on intercessory prayer. So you're learning intercessory prayer and prayer as a whole from A to Z. Our next semester goes into spiritual warfare. And this is where now we've learned about prayer. Now we've learned how to intercede. We've learned what prayer really is at its rarest form. And now we can add spiritual warfare because we've taken the time to learn and to practice, right? To practice what we're learning about. One thing about the Spiritual Growth Academy is we practice, practice, practice. It's always before us every week. So for instance, when we're doing dreams, visions, and interpretations, we have activations throughout the week. When we're learning about our foundational doctrine and scriptures, we are doing a live Q&A once a week so that we can ask questions, so we can expound. And guess what? Inside the courses, not even the communities, but inside the courses, you can chat with one another about the material. You can take notes. You can type certain members' messages. You can interact one-on-one, or you can interact with a group right from the course section. And so that's a way that you can really spark conversation about the studies that we're on and really just ask questions and dive in deeper together as a community. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so So when we think about the intercessory community, we have weekly prayer. So every Monday at 4 a.m., we meet on a conference call and we go before God. We go before God hard. We go before God in worship. We go before God in repentance. We go before God with our petitions. And then we go before God with silence. And we really seek to encounter God every time we come on our call. And God has called us for the month of June for a 30-day fast of seeking God's face. And so we have just been seeking the Father. He had us write down petitions, things that we really wanted or desired to seek him for, things that we want to change, but even things that we desire within his will. And we have been seeing the manifestation of those things come to pass. God has really been showing up in a real way. So I am so excited about the Spiritual Growth Academy. In addition to the Spiritual Growth Academy, we have a children's community now. Yeah, your kids can learn on their level, and I just love it. And so this community is just vibrant. It's thriving. It has a curriculum that is geared for that the children that you have. Why should you just learn? Your children should be able to learn right alongside you virtually. So I'm excited about that. In addition to that, we've partnered with a ministry, actually two ministries that are one called Love. Love caters to the demographic of 18 to 25, those who want to be leaders and learn what their purpose is. Love is for you. We also have what's called Reach Worldwide that services two different demographics. You have your elementary to high school, and then you have your teen community, which is high school and going into Love. And so we are covering all the bases in the community, and all we're doing is trying to facilitate a space so that Holy Spirit can really have the opportunity with our choice and our surrender to teach us the things of God. And so I'm excited about it. Anyhow, let's move on because I've been 11 minutes on the Spiritual Growth Academy. Today's topic is titled Stuck in Transition. Let me just let that sink in. Stuck in transition. I was getting ready today and I was feeling heavy. We have been really hard in prayer, but it has been a season. This is another thing we're going to talk about one day is seasons, but this has truly been a season of transition, a season of change. And so as I began to seek the Father on my emotions, because I was just feeling heavy and I don't like to just feel a certain way and not go after it. So as I began to seek him on my emotions, I heard stuck in transition and I was like, okay, what are you saying? And he was saying to me, my people are stuck in transition. We go from season to season stuck. We go from our winter seasons, our spring seasons, our fall seasons, our summer seasons, stuck in the transition. And we never truly get out of the transitions, although the seasons continue to pass and we continue to go through them in the natural and the spiritual, we get stuck. And so we never learn or mature or grow to the capacity that we're able to, whether that be in the natural and whether that be in the spirit. And so I wanted to look up the meaning of transition. That way I would have a full understanding. That way we would have a full understanding. And so I broke it down into a noun and a verb because that's just the way I flow. And so the noun meaning of transition is the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. I'm gonna read that again. It is the process or a period of time of changing from one state or condition to another. How many of us are in a process of changing right now? How many of us are seeing things in our life change, whether that's for the good or for the worse? It just depends on our choice and it depends on our actions, right? But a lot of us right now are in a state of transition and we are going through this period of time and we're seeing change happen. And maybe for some of us that change is very uncomfortable. Maybe for some of us that change is very hard. It may look an array of different ways, right? Maybe there's people we have to walk away from, or maybe we've lost loved ones, right? Or maybe we're walking into a new area of God that we're just not familiar with and we're super uncomfortable. Maybe the changes in our homes and in our families and with our loved ones, whatever that transition is, we all go through transition. We all go through seasons. And so as I began to think about that, the noun meaning God began to speak to me and he said, we are being changed in our seasons of transition. All of us, no matter what it looks like, whether it's uncomfortable, whether it's bad, whether it's good, we are all being changed in the seasons of transition. We all will go through seasons of specific transitions. The Word of God says we go from glory to glory and faith to faith. But in order to go glory to glory and faith to faith, you know, we say that scripture with ease, but really to transition from one state to another is difficult. I thought about the caterpillar and how it has to go and build itself into a cocoon. And then as it sits there vulnerable, right? Because it's now in a cocoon. If something comes and knocks it off the branch, or if something comes and swoops it away, or one of us don't see it and we knock it down and step on it, that life is gone. So that example goes to show that in our seasons of transition, we're super vulnerable. We're vulnerable to the elements of our environment. We're vulnerable to the opinions of people. We're vulnerable to the situations and the circumstances that may arise out of the transition. And it's in this place of vulnerability where we get stuck. See, the butterfly has to dig its way out of the cocoon. And if you help the butterfly dig its way out, it will die, because in the process of digging its way out is how the wings get strengthened for it to fly. Man, that's good. I'm gonna let that sink in. It's the process of change that brings about growth. If we don't go through processes, however they may look, even if they're processes that we've made bad decisions on, God said if we love him, that he would turn those things around for our good. God even says, even if he allows the enemy to wreak havoc in some area of our life because of disobedience or choice, that he will even come to that and turn it around for our good. Let me keep going. The verb to transition is undergo or cause to undergo a process or period of transition. So you mean to tell me that it's not the enemy that's causing our uncomfortable situations and circumstances? You mean to tell me that this is God that is causing us to undergo processes of period of transition? Yes. It's not always the enemy that we're blaming on the uncomfortableness of where we see ourselves in life today. We see the world in total chaos. We see rejection. We see vulnerability. We see anger. We see injustice, right? We see plagues, right? Sickness and death. It is literally in an uproar, in a chaos. Life has changed as we know it. You go in the grocery store and you have to have a mask. You go in the grocery store and they're wiping down your baskets and they're wiping down your carts. You go in the grocery store and you can't take your reusable bag. Life has changed. You go in the grocery store and things are missing, right? Life has completely changed. You know, you're at work and you walk 6 feet away from one another. You can't interact. You can't embrace, right? Even in our church homes, you can't embrace. You can't become close to each other because you want to respect, first of all, the space, but also to be safe and secure. And so God is causing us to go through these periods of transition, of change, for where he's taking his people. And it's only when we surrender to the transition, when we truly give our life and our will to God, that we will begin to see and learn what we are to learn in each particular season of transition. And so then as I was thinking about transition, God brought to my remembrance two other words that complement transition. The first word is crux. Crux is a particular point of difficulty. So in your current situation, what is your point of difficulty that keeps coming up against you? Like, what is that thing that you feel keeps coming up against your growth, keeps coming up against your progression, keeps coming up against your change? What is that thing right now in your season that is a struggle? That's called the crux. And what I found out about the crux is it's not that the crux is coming up against us, but it's us coming up against the crux. And the way we go against the crux is we react. Situation or circumstance happens and we react to it. See, reaction is without thought. Reaction is without wisdom. Reaction usually happens in self. Reaction usually happens in ego. And so when the crux shows up in our lives, when God allows or exposes those things that are not healthy in our lives, those things that are not pure in our lives, those things that are holding us back, those insecurities, right? Those fears, those doubts, those causes of anxiety, when he allows the crux to be seen, we react. We become super reactive. And I believe in this season, God is trying to take us from a mindset and a perspective of reaction to a mindset and a perspective of response. See, when you respond to somebody, you think about what you're going to say, right? You don't respond just to respond. You respond with thought. You respond, if you're in a good space, with wisdom. That's where maturity comes in, right? And so how do we get away from reaction and go into response? Well, God gave me another word. As I was looking at crux, as I was looking at the word's crux, God gave me a vision. And I remember having this vision and sharing it before. I was standing in a river and I began to walk against the flow of the river. It was a beautiful river. It was as if I was like somewhere going whitewater rafting. I don't know why I thought, I may because I really want to go whitewater rafting, but I'm not brave enough. But I remember going into this river and I just began to walk upstream. I didn't notice that I was going against the current. It didn't dawn on me that I was going in the wrong direction, right? And so as I began to walk up the stream of this river, I became very tired and frustrated. I became so tired and frustrated that I began to see myself kind of in desperation. Like I began to need help. Like I lost the strength and I lost the drive and I lost the courage and I lost the enthusiasm. I lost the hunger for whatever it was that I was going after. And I know that it had to be what I was going after in God, because I was going against the current. I was going against the things that God had for my life. And so I looked up the word striding, because God highlighted striding, S-T-R-I-D-I-N-G. And God began to say, I'm not going to tell you what he said. Let me break this down. Striding is to make great efforts to achieve or obtain something. Striding is also known as struggling or fighting vigorously. How many of us right now in our situation find ourselves in that same river that we all have access to, that same river of water that we all have access to, but we find ourselves striding? We find ourselves putting so much effort to achieve something. Whatever that something is, whether it's to pay the bills, whether it's to make the marriage work, whether it's to bring our kids home, whether it's to have unity, whether it's to get more finances, whether it's to get out of debt. How many of us are striding to change these situations? How many of us are struggling and fighting vigorously against the current? Let that sink in. As I began to look up these definitions, God began to say, Athena, this is the state of my people. And I'm going to read verbatim what he said. This is the state of my people. They are getting stuck in transition because of lack of knowledge. And their lack of knowledge is by way of lack of spending time with me and ingesting those things that feed their spirit. He said that they are striving in the fog of false perspective, false mindsets, and false lenses of religious viewpoints. Boom. I'm sorry. You might need to rewind that. We are striding against the current of what we're striding against the current, which is the will of God for our lives. We're striding against the things that God is trying to put in place. We're striding against the call that God has on our life because we feel like we can do it. Or maybe we're striding because we have issues with trust, so we don't surrender to God. Or maybe we're striding because we feel like we've given it to God and he hasn't answered. Whatever that looks like, God is saying the reason why you're striding is because you're not spending enough time with me to gain the knowledge to get through your situation. God is saying you need knowledge. You need my spirit to give you knowledge to make it through your transition. God has seven traits to his spirit. First of all, we want to be filled with his spirit. Second of all, we have wisdom and understanding. We have counsel and might. Then we have knowledge and the fear of the Lord, which leads to all wisdom. And so God is saying that we are failing, we are striding, we are going against the grain of his will for our life because we're operating in self. And the reason why we're operating in self is because we're not spending enough time with him. And not only are we not spending enough time with him, but we're not ingesting the things that are going to feed our spirit. We're ingesting the things that feed our carnal mind. We're ingesting the things that feed our soul, our emotion, right? We want to be entertained throughout the day. We want to have lack of boredism, right? We only have a capacity of seconds to look at something before we move on to the next thing. We don't want to have to read long paragraphs. We want snippets, or we want hashtags, right? And so God is saying my people have just lost their seek. Come on. My people have lost their seek. So then, as I was in this vision, I saw me turning to go with the flow of the river. Like I literally did a 360 degree turn and went in the opposite direction of the river. Then God began to show me that the river represented the Spirit of God. We know that Holy Spirit is represented by water. We know that Holy Spirit is represented by fire. We even know that Holy Spirit is represented by the dove, right? And so I knew at that point that this river, this stream represented God. And I began to step in the flow, and I heard God say, now strive, STRIVE. This is the exact words he said. Now strive in my grace and mercy with long, decisive steps in the trajectory I have ordered you to go. He said, I empower you to cross obstacles with one long step in ease. He said, I am trying to teach my people to stride in my grace, for I have given all those who love me a measure of faith in all they will ever come into in my name. My God, he has already equipped us and given us a measure of grace to make it through any situation and circumstance. And if we would just get before him, if we would just lay the situations at his feet, if we would just surrender to the point of saying, not my will, Father, but your will be done. He's saying that we could begin to stride in his grace. And so as I was looking at that word stride, the only thing I could think of to give me a really good picture of what it would feel like to stride with ease is that conveyor belt in the airports, right? You get on that thing and you take one step and it looks like you took 150 steps, right? You make it to the other side way faster than the people who are walking on the regular surface. And so God is trying to put us on the conveyor belt of our situation, on the conveyor belt of our transition, so that we can stride with such ease and grace. Why? Because we are being before the Father. Why? Because we are ingesting his word, and his word is his will, and his will shows us our purpose. And when we know our purpose, he gives us direction, and we take one step over an obstacle and he begins to give us more direction. And then we begin to take another stride, right? A long step over many other obstacles. Before we know it, we are striding in the grace and the mercy of God, and we are believing and trusting, and we are fully surrendered. And then we begin to see the manifestation of the things that come from that. My God, my God, my God. So then he hit me with another word. It wasn't enough that I had to deal with my crux, my particular point of difficulty. But he also said, Athena, we have to look at the crucible. I talked about the crux and the crucible in my series of relational breakdowns that I did last year. And the crucible, I'm going to give you the meaning, is a ceramic or melting container in which metals or other substances may be melted or subject to very high temperatures. It's also known as a situation of severe trial, or in which different elements interact, leading to the creation of something new. My God. So you mean to tell me that in order for me to truly transition, I have to face my stuff, my junk, my unhealthy things, and I have to surrender them to the Father and trust that He knows what's best for me. And as a result of that, it's going to be uncomfortable. As a result of that, I'm going to be put in very high temperatures. The Word of God says that our faith has to be tried. It's not faith unless it's tried. It's not faith unless there's action behind it. And so it's in these high temperatures that the technician or the skilled professional who handles this melting pot. You know, if you think of a melting pot, you think of back in the olden days where they made swords. And so they would pour out what looked like lava out of the melting pot. They would tip it and it would begin to pour into grooves that would make the form of the sword. And so then after they poured it out of this intense heat, right? After they melted all of whatever that substance was that became, you know, metal, that became forged strong, right? They poured it out. And then what would they do? They would pour water on top of the melted lava and it would begin to steam. And then as a result of the water contacting or coming in contact with the lava, it would begin to harden, with the crux coming in proximity of the crucible. There becomes a change, but it's not enough for those two to come together. It says that we begin to go through severe trials and elements begin to come in our environment. And as these elements come into this severe trial that's already difficult, and as all these agitations and all these people and all of these sayings and all of these worries begin to come into our environment, it begins to create something. Now, by choice, it can create one thing or the other. By choice and walking in self, it can create detriment to who we are, detriment to our situations. I call it self-inflicted wounds. Or by choice to surrendering and obeying the Word of God, even in a difficult, severe trial, it can lead to something new. But it's in the process of that beating and that pressing and that pouring that we have to do that brings about that change. So the Smith, I don't know what they're called, but he has on an apron from what I see, and he has this hammer like instrument, and he beats the metal from top to bottom until he creates this beautiful, unbreakable sword. And it reminded me of the Word of God that says the Word of God can be a double-edged sword. And so he beats this metal until he creates something new. It's brand new and ready for war. What is God trying to create in you? What is God trying to call out in you? What is God trying to show you that is unhealthy for you? What is God trying to show you that is healthy for you? What is God trying to show you in this season of transition? Jesus, I'm almost out of time. And it's not even, we didn't even get to the meat of it. So this means I got to come back and do another episode. So our topic scripture comes out of John 16, verse 1 through 9. And then we skip over to verse 12 through 14. And so I'm going to read that verse and I'm going to try to break down some of it in the time that we have left. But I'm going to come back next week and give you the second part to this, because this is just so meaty and packed with stuff. And so the scripture says, "But I have told you these things now, so that when they occur, you will remember that I told you of them. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I'm going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, 'Where am I going?' Because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts, taking complete possession of them." My God. what God began to tell me just out of that little snippet, and I don't want to take it out of context, but as it reflected to my transition, God began to tell me, I already told you everything that you need to know to go through this transition. I've already given you complete direction of what you need to go through this transition. I've already given you the insight that you need to go through this transition. In my word, I've already spoken to this transition. I knew you were going to be in this transition from the foundations of the earth, in your mother's womb forming. I knew you. I looked at the pages of your life from the ending to the beginning. Psalms 139. In his word, he already knew that wherever we are right now, whatever particular point of difficulty, whatever the crucible is, whatever the crux is, they are coming together. And he knew that we would be stuck in transition. My God. But he not only knew that, but he said he already told us what to do. Then he went on to tell them, you're not even asking me the right questions in this point of transition. You're so focused on the circumstance and the situations that your petitions are reactions. You're not taking the time to sit down and respond to me so that I can uncover the direction that you really seek out of all of that reaction. What does the reaction look like? Anxiety? What does the reaction look like? Fear? What does the reaction look like? Frustration? You haven't even took the time to ask me. And it, as a result of that, he says, as a result of that, sorrow has filled your hearts, has taken complete possession of them. As a result of our lack of responding correctly to our situation in prayer, we have turned over to sorrow. We see Peter who asked God to let him walk out on the water, and God said, walk, and he began to walk on the water, but because of his faith, he began to sink. And so we find ourselves in these situations going strong for God, going hard for the things of God, desiring to be with God, desiring to know God. And as soon as our faith is tried, we begin to sink. As soon as our faith is and the heat is turned up on our faith, we begin to get stuck in the middle of that transition. My God, I want to encourage you. I'm going to stop there. And next week, I'm going to keep going because I got to break down these scriptures for you so that we get the full context. I got my best friend in my head. She says, Athena, you give too much. You got to break it up. So I'm going to stop there and break it up. But I want you to think about what's causing you to be stuck in your transition in my closing. And I want you to think about what it would look like for you to surrender all of those hindrances. What it would look like to get still out of all of the static, out of all of the voices, to just get still. And open up your word before God every day consistently until you come into alignment with what he's already told you. Until you allow Holy Spirit, who is your comforter, who is your teacher, and who is your guide in the middle of this transition, to teach you the truth. See, in our transition, so many people are speaking to us and so many people are giving us direction, and we're looking in all the wrong ways that we miss Holy Spirit, who is specifically sent here to give us the truth about the situation. He's here and sent here to show us what it is. He's here to show us the hindrances. He's here to show us the manipulation. He's here to show us the deception of our transition, because the enemy definitely comes as an angel of light. And anytime we're going through a transition to go somewhere in the Father that's going to produce servitude, that's going to produce spiritual growth, it's going to come with opposition and attack. And sometimes that attack doesn't look like what we would think it should be. Sometimes that attack is from our family members. Sometimes that attack is change in our jobs. Sometimes that attack is change in our finances, change in the unity of our home. Changing the things that we haven't prepared for. It could be even change in our car breaking down. We're tried. And then we get stuck in transition. I pray that that blesses you until next week till we can go over the second part. I love you all. I appreciate you all for listening. If you have any questions, if you want to know anything about the Spiritual Growth Academy, you can reach me at our email at it's relationalbreakdowns with an S at gmail.com. We're actually changing it to hsgacademy@gmail.com. That's Holy Spirit Academy at gmail.com. Holy Spirit Academy at gmail.com. That's how I remember it. So it's H for Holy, S for Spirit, and then the word Academy at gmail.com. I'm going to say it again. It's H for Holy Spirit, for Holy. It's S for Spirit, Academy at gmail.com. That's our new email for our organization. And so you will get better responses there. I pray that this has blessed you. And until next week, you guys, I hope you come back and join me. Until next week, I love you all. Take care. Get unstuck in transition. Bye now.